This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. As mentioned in our last visit, we need to be sure our Christian teachers and mentors show their commitment by the way they live. In 1 Thessalonians 2, verses 10 and 11, Paul reminds them that like fathers before their own children, they lived holy, righteous, and blameless lives. In other words, they practiced what they instructed and expected of their children. Paul uses three words to describe this process of a father training his children. The first word in verse 12, encouraged, suggests they need to learn how to act decisively. The next word, comforting, indicates Paul was aware of the challenges they faced and where they were spiritually. He realized they needed this comfort when, in spite of their efforts, they felt they failed, or when the obstacles and opposition seemed overwhelming. But he would follow up on this reprieve by urging them to recognize God called them into his kingdom and glory, and they needed to press on, even when the going got rough. Christians are not to be wimps. They are to courageously go forth to win the battle, no matter what they faced. Our Christian teachers and mentors should provide thorough teaching on what we need to know and believe. They should also encourage applying what was learned to daily living. They should model in their own lives what they expect those they are training to experience and express in their lives. Is this happening in your life? Do a reality check. Well, you can do that reality check by going to my website and clicking on the archives where you can either listen to or read the script of these programs, gettinggodsmessage.org.